from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the CEO of United Healthcare has been shot and killed near a hotel in New York City this morning. 50-year-old Brian Thompson was in the city for a conference at the Hilton Midtown when he was gunned down around 7 a.m. Thompson was rushed to the hospital where he later died. According to the NYPD, the gunman waited for Thompson to arrive, then fired multiple times from about 20 feet away and fled on a bicycle. They described the gunman, who was on the loose, as just over 6 feet with a thin build, wearing all black with a jacket, hat, ski mask, and a backpack. A New Jersey mom caught her boyfriend raping her 5-year-old daughter.
After being convicted of aggravated sexual assault in June, 43-year-old Oscar Miralda was sentenced this week to 25 years in state prison. He will not be eligible for parole. The Atlantic County prosecutor says Miralda was dating the 5-year-old victim's mother, and they all lived together in Atlantic City. Authorities said he was caught in 2022 thanks to a camera phone that was used to keep an eye on the young girl's bedroom. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
10 people are being treated after a fire at a Central Jersey's senior living complex Tuesday night. What quickly developed into a 4-alarm fire broke out Tuesday at the Inman Grove Senior Citizen Center, a 4-story senior community on Inman Avenue in Edison. A man and a woman in the room where the fire started are in critical condition. The man had no vital signs at first, but was revived by paramedics. Officials say the flames then spread through a window to the unit upstairs. 8 others suffered smoke inhalation. There's pressure this time of year to be happy, but for many, Christmas time brings the holiday blues. Counselors say that seasonal depression can show up in many different ways.
Individuals may feel sadness. They may be angry. They may be depressed, feel anxious.
Mary Beth Fisk, who is a counselor, says if you're not feeling the spirit, it's important to know that you're not alone. The best thing to do, she says, is to talk it out. Studies show that voicing your feelings can help those who are facing depression. She says it's important to get some rest and eat right as well. Online predators, they're lurking on social media sites, gaming platforms, and chat rooms looking for the opportunity to exploit your children. Please join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall, targeted protecting New Jersey children from online predators. It's tomorrow night at 7. Chance of snow and rain tonight. Is this a big deal? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather. For a full rundown of weather impact from tonight's Clipper storm system, be sure to check my weather blog at nj1015.com. Top snow totals by this time tomorrow, on the order of an inch, not much. Now let's talk about timeline. Sunshine turns to clouds today, and we could see a flurry or snow shower in North Jersey this afternoon. It's another chilly December day. High temperatures around 40 degrees. Now late tonight, snow and rain showers are likely, and we may deal with periods of reduced visibility, light accumulations, and slippery spots, especially to the north and west. Also turning windy tonight. Showers will end by mid-morning tomorrow, then we'll see clearing skies, but still windy tomorrow. Temperatures will fall from around 40 in the morning to the lower 30s by sunset. Friday is going to be the coldest day of the week. Sunny and breezy, highs only mid-30s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Flemington is 30, Freehold 32, Pennsville is 33. Weather brought to you by NJ Massage Chairs, where you'll find 12 of the industry's top models on display and ready to try. It's the best place anywhere to buy a massage chair. That's Brick NJ Massage Chairs. Brick NJ Massage Chairs.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Saving money on power tools at Menards. Skill Power Tools are powerful and easy to use. With over 27 20-volt power tools in stock at Menards, Skill has any tool you need to complete your project for less. Pick up a Skill 20-volt cordless drill kit for just $49. Plus, view our entire selection of Skill 20-volt power tools on Menards.com and the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now. Sale price good through December 8th.
Four seasons greetings to you all from